time for another one of Downtown's greatest hits.
You also became very good friends with Vice President, presidential candidate Hubert Humphrey, who wrote the liner notes for one of your albums.
He did. He wrote the liner notes for Crimson and Clover, the Crimson and Clover album. We went out on the, we were asked to join him on the 68 presidential campaign. And I'll never forget, we were, you know, the whole group was together watching the convention, the Democratic convention in Chicago, where all the kids got beat up. And we looked at each other and said, oh, my God, is every rally going to be like this? You know, what have we got ourselves into? And so we met him out in, I believe it was Wheeling, West Virginia, the following week after the convention. And he couldn't have been nicer. And we ended up doing the entire campaign with him. And before it was over, I was asked to be president's advisor on youth affairs if he won. So my life could have been very different if he'd zigged instead of zagged.
You even offered him a little chemical assistance in keeping up his hectic
pace. It's amazing I wasn't arrested. He asked if I had anything to stay up with, and I said, well, I've got this. And I laid a couple of whatever it was I was taking at the time. And it's very embarrassing because, you know, he says to me the next day, Tommy, those damn things kept me up all night. I'm not kidding. That's a true story. So anyway, it's amazing I stayed out of jail on that one.